This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the day after, a part of American history I never thought I'd witness. Homegrown Americans storming the nation's capital in a coup attempt. While that attempt did fail, its stain is permanent. As the events of yesterday began to unfold, it appeared to me, a layman, that perhaps Capitol Police were not as prepared as they should have been. It also appeared that the mob was treated by law enforcement with perhaps more deference than has been afforded many attending peaceful Black Lives Matter rallies. Jerry Clayton is a black man and is also the sheriff of Washtenaw County. And thank you so much for being here this morning. I appreciate it.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
How quickly yesterday did you become aware of what was happening in Washington?
I think it was pretty shortly after it started. I actually had the TV on and just looked and saw this thing unfolding after I heard Trump addressing the crowd and just watched. So let me just say this. This is what I'm not. I'm not surprised and I'm not shocked. Let me be really clear about that. So I watched it unfold. I wasn't surprised and I wasn't shocked. And if you give me a second, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
This is just emblematic of a large portion of our country. I think we have forfeited the right to be surprised by these things anymore. There have been enough examples of large swaths of the country continuing to show who it is. You know, Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And so when we see examples of people that are domestic terrorists, that wrap their domestic terrorism up in patriotism and religion. And I think some of it is influenced by a number of things, the fear of loss of power, but also racism and all those things. This is what we get. And it was foreshadowed earlier this year in our own state, in Lansing, in the Capitol, where people stormed the Capitol and how it was responded to and how people that were supposed to protect the lawmakers, to some degree, some of them embraced them and took pictures with them. So when I saw this occurring, I shook my head. I'm disgusted. I'm enraged. But I'm not surprised and I'm not shocked.
And that is both on a personal and professional level. So when you heard the president give the address that he did you recognize it immediately as a call to action that was going to result in something?
Yes. Yes. I mean, think about it. Let's start with Charlottesville. He said there were good folks on both sides. So that's foreshadowing. So he's letting you know. He's sending out the message, and they're not subtle messages. That was flat out. If we want to hear it, if we want to see it, right? So he gave that example in a presidential debate with the Proud Boys. He was directly asked, what did he say? Stand by, stand back, stand ready, something. He said that after what happened in Lansing at the Capitol. He responded to that. He continually put the governor at risk. And so when he talked yesterday, and it's not just him. Let's not just blame Trump. Let's not just blame Cruz and Hawley and all his other enablers. Let's be frank. Trump was the match. The struggles we have had in this country around racism and power differential and people that are in power that can see that that power is going away, that's the kindling. And it's always been here in this country. And Trump was just the match. And that incident was just the match. And I'll just say this. And I'm emotional about it for all the reasons for all of us should be. If we do not address the truth in this country, this won't be the last time this happens. There'll be someone else, because you can see it with some of the elected officials that are positioning themselves to be the next Trump. None of them are profiled in courage. They're cowards. Listen, Trump and his enablers are cowards. They say what they say because they know there are people that are going to support them. They are the kid that throws the rock and then runs behind everybody else and watches the fight occur. And I believe that to my core. And we have to address it directly and call it out and do the things we're supposed to do if we're ever, ever going to come close to realizing what we say we are as a country.
And I do want to further call it out. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. I mentioned at the outset, Sheriff, that it seemed obvious to me that the almost all-white mob was getting treatment that seems a lot different than many people of color attending peaceful Black Lives Matter rallies had gotten. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes. That was the sentiment of that was going back and forth with between myself and so many other people in my family and people of color. And that was not a hidden thing. And let's just talk about the response. And let's talk about what I believe, this is my personal opinion, influenced their response. So we know that the messages that have gone on in this country for centuries, some overt, some subtle, is that the picture of dangerousness in this country is black and brown. People, they can argue it if they want, but those are the facts. It's always been that way. But oftentimes those messages are subtle, and they sit in our unconscious mind, and they influence what we do, how we plan, how we think, the actions that we take. So if the message is the danger comes from black and brown, it is reasonable to believe that those that aren't black and brown I may view as being less dangerous. Does that seep into my planning and how I think about things and how I respond to things when these type of events are being planned for and come up? The facts are simply this. You just highlighted it. When we look through not just this past summer, but previous protests, peaceful protests, people exercising their constitutional rights, the response, the preparation has been different when it's been groups of people of color. So it's not just people of color, but if they're advocating for positions in favor of people of color. So you saw Black Lives Matter protests, mostly of black folks, but you also saw demands for racial equity led by people that were white, but it was the issue also that drives the response. And it's a stark difference from what happened yesterday. And I believe in my core that they're unconsciously, this belief is that, well, they can't be that violent. They can't be that. The fact that they were able to breach the Capitol barricade and get on the Capitol steps and get into the Capitol for the first time the Capitol has been breached since 1812 is again an example of, I think, poor planning that has been influenced by a stereotype of who is dangerous and who is not. And I think you see this in some of the results.
So, Sheriff Jerry Clayton, let's dive in a little deeper into those systemic issues. We know there has been widespread support for President Trump within the law enforcement community around the country, and I assume that is true here, too. How is your department navigating polarized politics and diverse perspectives within the ranks?
We address it directly. I've had a number of conversations with staff. Listen, I can't control what they do at home, whether you're pro or against Trump. I can't control that. We can try to influence it. You know, we try to bring people into the organization that have the same values. But let's just be real. People are influenced by a number of different things. Sometimes they're not even aware of it. But here's what we also say. Here's what you cannot do. In representing the sheriff's office, and more importantly, in representing the county and serving the people, here's what we won't stand for. And we're going to look for two things. We're going to look for you doing things the right way. And we're going to applaud it and acknowledge it because that's how you continue to get that behavior. But we're also not going to turn a blind eye to what you're not doing. And we're going to ask questions about your intent. So it's hard. It's difficult. Those are difficult conversations. And I'm not naive. I know engaging in those conversations, pushing that alienates some folks. Okay. But that's what you do in leadership. And that goes internally and externally. I already know that there are people in the community. I'll say something and they will disagree based on an ideological standpoint, a different perspective. Okay, that's fine. But you can't be afraid to put it out there. That's why when you gave me an invitation to come on, I'm like, cool, let's get on there.
Well, ridding ourselves of systemic racism is going to be a big part of the healing of this nation. As of January 1st, L.A. Sabat took over as Washtenaw County's prosecuting attorney. He started making some changes right away, some changes that you and I had discussed in the past that he believes will help heal. Have you had opportunity to start developing a relationship with Mr. Sabat?
Yes. Yeah, so a couple things. So I've been in office since 09. There's nothing that Ellie has said that we haven't said since 09. So we address a lot of these issues from the perspective of the police services or law enforcement. He addresses it from the prosecutorial standpoint. Then we have to have the court step in and do their part. So he and the prosecutor is part of one system. So as the chief law enforcement official in the county, he has a tremendous responsibility to push those reforms, and I respect that.
So
as the chief law enforcement officer in the county, I have a responsibility to push a certain perspective, and I think there's a lot of alignment there. But let me just end with this. The policies are good, and they're important. Let me say, policies are important, but it's how those policies are executed which really makes the difference. So let's continue to evaluate the execution of all those policies within the larger criminal legal system.
Prosecutor Savage is eliminating cash bail for nonviolent criminal offenses and rescinding zero-tolerance policies. Those are actions he has already taken. Those are things that have traditionally had much greater impact on people of color and the poor. You consider it a good start to moving forward.
So that's my point around it really takes the entire system to be aligned around an agreed-upon ideology if we're going to make the kinds of changes in the criminal legal system that we all desire.
Well, Sheriff, thank you so much for your time and perspective today, and let's continue the conversations moving forward.
Thanks, Dan. I really do appreciate you giving me an opportunity to share my voice.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. For more on the aftermath of yesterday's insurrection from both WEMU and NPR, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.